This is the Texas Standard.
Early voting in the Texas primaries is now on day two. Voters can cast a ballot either as a Democrat or a Republican, but be honest, even if you're loyal to one party, have you ever thought about voting in the other party's primary? Maybe for a person you think would be a weaker candidate in the general election, or perhaps just to mess with the other team. We're answering your questions this week about the primaries in our Texas Decides series. Today, The Standard's Jill Ament has more on party voting and the Texas primaries.
Texas is one of 15 states in the U.S. that holds open primaries. This means you don't have to declare a party affiliation until you get to the polls. This had some listeners wondering,
if I vote in the 2018 Democratic primary, can I then vote in any possible primary runoff elections for Republicans?
Simply put, no, you can't. Here's Jim Henson with the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas.
If there's a runoff, you can't then cross party lines and vote in a runoff of the opposite party. You either don't vote or you vote in the party primary that you voted in to begin with.
And Henson says, based on recent polling data, it looks like there could be important primary runoffs on both sides of the aisle this year. Henson also notes having to vote in the same party in the runoff as you did in the primary may also be a disincentive for Texans who want to participate in what's known as strategic voting in the political science world. Which brings us to another question posed by a listener.
Is it common for voters who regularly vote in one party to switch to voting in the other party primary in order to curve results?
Okay, to tackle that question, let's first take a step back in time 10 years ago to the 2008 presidential primary election season.
Rush, let me ask you something. You know, Operation Chaos, so some people think that there's evidence that it has been quite successful in a number of states, Pennsylvania among them. What do you expect for tomorrow in Indiana? Do you think it will be successful there too?
Well, no question, because the success, or the definition of the success of Operation Chaos is just that. Is there chaos?
Yep, that's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh in a Fox News interview back in 2008, attempting to convince his listeners to take part in what he pegged as a strategic voting campaign called Operation Chaos. Limbaugh's goal...
Talk radio and conservative interest groups mobilized Republicans after the Obama nomination was locked to vote for Hillary Clinton in order to prolong the conflict, in order to damage the Democratic Party somewhat.
Operation Chaos was not very successful. Again, Jim Henson.
Post-election research suggests that happened probably more than we might have imagined would happen under normal circumstances, but in most cases, certainly not enough to affect the nomination process or, as we saw, the general election outcome.
Elizabeth Simas is a political science professor at the University of Houston. She specializes in electoral behavior and political psychology. She says these cases of strategic or sophisticated voting don't happen much in primary elections.
Certainly there are people who do it, but we just don't see it happening as much as there's potentially this fear for it to happen.
Simas says one of the reasons why voters don't strategically vote is pretty simple.
I think some of it is that, you know, voters are habitual and it's what they know, it's what they do. They go to their party's precinct, they vote in their party's election.
Simas also says voters probably don't want to lose out on voting for other candidates in their party's primary either.
Even if in maybe, say, the presidential primary, it's tempting to go over and vote in the other party's primary. There's all those other offices, too. And so even though you really care about the presidential level, you maybe have lower level races where you do want to vote in your own party's primary and because you can't split your ballot in that way.
So if anyone crosses party lines during the primaries, just remember, they'll lose the chance to vote for down ballot races in the party they're loyal to and will only be allowed to vote in the primary runoff elections that reflect the same party they voted in during the March 6th primary. For the Texas Standard, I'm Jill Ament.